You're listening to SBS News. When Malcolm Turnbull was deposed as Prime Minister in August in favour of Scott Morrison, Julie Bishop resigned as Foreign Minister in the midst of what was a tumultuous year on the foreign front. In her last months in the portfolio, she'd been criticised over a cut to foreign aid, with the federal budget indicating it was set to reach its lowest level ever. The foreign affairs budget of $4.2 billion was refocused and frozen for 3 years. Mr Morrison, then the Treasurer, focused on what he called the quality of new aid programs spearheaded by Ms Bishop, such as a new communications cable between Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands.
I mean, it's not just about how much you spend, it's the quality of the program that delivers on the ground, that Julie has been able to lead in getting us focused on the programs that change lives, make a difference, are focused on our region, also protect our strategic interests, particularly in the Pacific, has been extraordinary.
The opposition criticised the cuts, and some economists shared the concerns. The Lowy Institute's Jonathan Pryke says aid has been a disproportionate victim of the coalition's budget savings since it took over government in 2013.
The aid program is still singled out to be, you know, cut over and over and over again. It's pretty disappointing, the overall picture for the aid program, but I guess it's, we couldn't have expected much else from this government.
Other moves had wider support. Laws aimed at reducing child sex tourism snared almost 30 registered child sex offenders who had their passports cancelled after trying to travel overseas. Independent Victorian Senator Darren Hinch was the main force behind the scenes in Canberra, lobbying the government to introduce the law to end what he called child rape holidays.
People might say, well, it's only 27, why bother? Well, that's probably saved 100, 200 kids overseas, we'll never know. But you don't know how many have decided not to even try to go, because it's an offence to try and travel now.
In June, Australia and the European Union started negotiations on a free trade agreement. Julie Bishop, still Foreign Minister then, says it's a natural fit going forward.
Australia and the EU are like-minded partners. We share a common view of so many issues, and our commitment to the rules-based order, our commitment to open and free trade, our commitment to stability and security in our respective regions, and our desire to engage and assist each other in our respective regions is paramount.
Then for 18 days in late June and early July, there was global attention on Thailand around the fate of a young football team and its coach trapped in a flooded cave system. The international rescue effort directly involved key Australian help and, against all odds, produced a successful rescue of the entire group. Julie Bishop again stood in front of the media.
It is a remarkable outcome, the end of an extraordinary ordeal. There were, in fact, 20 Australians directly involved in the rescue. I've been in contact with our ambassador, the embassy in Bangkok, overnight, and we understand that all are doing well. All 12 boys and the coach are now in hospital, obviously undergoing an assessment. And I understand that all our rescue team are fine, and the whole international team that was working under the fabulous leadership of the Thai authorities are safe and well.
Then, late in the year, just ahead of the Wentworth by-election, the government announced it was thinking of shifting its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The eventually unsuccessful Liberal candidate, Dave Sharma, a former Australian ambassador to Israel, said he was open to the idea. With a large Jewish population in Wentworth, many voters saw the timing as a ploy to win their votes. But Scott Morrison maintained it wasn't.
Is this decision motivated by Wentworth or keeping the Conservatives in your party happy, or both?
It's not motivated by either. It's motivated by our commitment to a two-state solution and listening to practical suggestions about how we can achieve it.
Mr Morrison said there was nothing wrong with the coalition considering the option, and it was important.
Well, I think for the Jewish committee, and not just the capital of Israel, but Australia having its own independent voice on its foreign policy. I mean, we can't be told by other countries around the world about what our views are. And I've said, I mean, that even the suggestion from Labor that we can't even ask a question and consider a question. Now, as a Prime Minister of an independent sovereign country like Australia, We should be able to have these conversations and engage in them. That's what sovereignty is all about.
But the controversy would continue for the rest of the year. By then, Julie Bishop had stepped down as Foreign Minister, Malcolm Turnbull describing her as Australia's finest ever. Looking back, she said dealing with the MH17 airliner tragedy over Ukraine had been the most emotional moment of her life. Among those killed when the plane was shot out of the sky on July the 17th, 2014, were 38 Australians. She turned that matter and others over to her replacement, Senator Maurice Payne.
I wish my dear colleague, Maurice Payne, every success in this role, and I know that she will continue to fight for justice for the families of those killed aboard MH17 as we enter shortly negotiations with Russia.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.